As she claimed the gale to the clash and nation show a radio van in the shame of heart and say she was altogether. This is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert de Carselach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Here to present the programme which is called Clare na Gael, a bilingual programme with part of it in the English language as per Delia G. Sahilg, and another part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Jurish, in this edition of Clare na Gael, we turn to one sort of publication to find out more about another. As contemporary newspapers tell us about the publication of A.W. Moore's Manx Worthies. A chuir chort and skeelein enmesich cowr a kite, sa gin de shaw sa gil j skeel scoot hojach sa verl, eg Americanach enmesich Samuel Barnhart, ta cowr a kite heen an enem ter jolu lorish event and sa skeel shaw. We'll begin with a well-known song about the Manx herring fishery, Maninvegveen, and this is a recording by Brian MacStoll, whose birthday was today, the 6th of September, in the year 1936. Here he's joined by Seora Sacreary. Tashu geishach rish radio vanin, stashu nanashun, skerliena was dulish, Ellen Vanin.
On Gitalen ye staren, better yarn quit it as the present side, go round the carrot na bedan. Son fail yon be much gold roan, the yen some weapons gathern. Here sit yon rower less journey yard, going those men shoil from carrot. Here a gavain a shawl of mean, and tie the kids on thy eyne. Stjart is put yar on the yeek and the mren of the feg and the merninen. Go by tie the high as deacon son doth by, a row will yid reveden. A shrug shin shawl or skin and yell, as high shin son a dealen. Here a gyar gas mach a gachlet, and keen the gats as frenia. Rosh raj and tide and chig and boor, da one ye gallish tema.
Go Susan road my danger lord, of many pugan and yegan. To flood the ruin as for the boy, and the sun signed on again.
Trenchin feathern the flood regethern, nach row with shen lesh prowl. Trechil chinach the skeel and thok, nach yow shin voin and famine. Trevin shivery it as a ligger right, as all ye jint the bachel. High shin the runs a row a yeast big thunder, the hit row hoon the hachel.
Rose bridge and le hog shin macare, holy is the shin the kunda, eshin hid sick hang on the riot, and so shin e the lawl.
Ek bridge and le the cuden as rave, and king garish try any. The whole ye yaw bow fag and go, gillach diach max on bwerry. Er unbae fuur fast erin the lure, lish ye the shluch as plaga. Scathen the gledden, yoke shoe and shedden, the thabig as in book vada.
Toyacht an hour be an eagest loud, Feg much man manneth dagger chin. Hig much as round the stoolish no long as begin sign on Ty Wigan. On Ty Wigan boot a jock the year, this pouch a unas ligger, as yammy by the goal of light, it is much less than shiver. Be perjured, I for bush lie up my, can shy I need to get cover. But no man or see him go a chimmerjing, they took her a fine force of bullock.
As Vashen, Man in Vegveen, a song following the Manx herring fishery from its opening on Féilion until Toyacht an Iawr, and it was Brian MacStoll and Seamus O'Creary who sang and played their way through it. We'll begin by opening the pages of the Isle of Man Examiner and its edition for Saturday, January the 5th, 1901. And there was an advertisement on page 3. Important announcement by SK Broadbent and Company Limited. Printers, publishers, stationers, etc. Douglas and Port St. Mary. Mr. A. W. Moore's new book, Manx Worthies. The manuscript of this work is now in our possession. It's estimated to form a book of 400 pages octavo, to be issued in the early summer of 1901. The ordinary price would be 5 shillings, the subscription price 3 shillings and 6p. A form for the use of subscribers is incorporated in this advertisement. Below also appear the names of most of the persons to whom reference is made in the book, arranged under the several sections. Biographies of over 200 distinguished Manx men and Manx women from the earliest records to the present day. Tammy shul the valia les caura kalt formoch les logdauvi duldich, the strimmen of a mi riu. Her rau mi ach queg kesbert and stiakonsi gestura de ellen, rosh me rau mi bunnus couch mach ege. A chacht and shoch hai, henkel yam goil jai kesmeden. Ta bodjil and moor a bagartach on, as Tammy smunion machion jinnu imid jane charmes jolu, mar faskedach. Ach, Tammy goil chimajius, Tammy rai fo fasti as the jolu chon nai maganzi, the chode I nine sterum vis chit. On shieldness, Tammy fagin sly bleg arm, as yindazok, crean erd over to guller gaij, eg a ven ven at shaw ons edach yeezit. As the mer and she shelt me, caused a rumboo the goil me. M shaw brem heeltness, no ons firinius, novel ach fair negair a famed, as Hudson tostach, novel fair a bee jown the foleen. This now is another of Alan Hughes's songs, My Song for You, Vyng Han I Ti, performed by the band Briggin with guest vocalist Linda Griffiths.
Havana can guess God had the grace. Carnal swing siebra a isan boro kawagana ni yn y dŵr a'r tân fe wnau dy gan dwi'n ei chanu hi i ti yn y dŵr a'r tân fe wnau dy gan dwi'n ei chanu hi i ti yn ei chanu hi i ti
Linda Griffiths and Briggin with Alan Spard in Hughes' song Fynghan y Tŷ, my song for you. Dy bech y cyw, bys dy bech y deir dy nws, tam i goel a'n o'ch djinnach a'ch golsys er my gheg liwn er y ffeimed, cor my cion gos cawr y cailt, as cainia, der y ynnach pech eniach snapper al harm. Fyera rosh medenka sterum tammy rosh and machumul re. Na bech jint na shay that out dale and harish non yuganege. Lug shay ryan grish tammy sty as air an eshag. Ta kaura kalch na lie, beel foe, a lair. Tammy sheena machs on the rail chain scart. Der at a kunyanem. Na velchel vi shake ben. Tammy Shielden, the Velmi Ginosus, an epitome J. Angesh, as Mish Malai and Shaw, as Tammy Gindis Crane Fair, Novel Ben and Shaw, the Yino Photograph, the Vodins Gino Jallo J., the Vay Jewelich. The Ben Chits Jack Carter send, as Tammy Moyle Mihin, son a Tastage Gin Keelanem. After pieces in the Isle of Man Examiner about the book's progress in May, June, and July, in its edition of Saturday the 24th of August, the Examiner said that the book will be ready on Tuesday next, and that would be Tuesday the 27th of August 1901. This gave rise to an article from the Isle of Man Examiner for September the 7th 1901. It's on page 2 and simply headed Manxworthies, though an asterisk to the left of that name takes us down to the bottom of the column where it notes Manxworthies, compiled by A. W. Moore, Douglas, Isle of Man, S. K. Broadbent and Company Limited. The article itself opens like this. In compiling Manxworthies, Mr. A. W. Moore has added yet another to the many obligations which his Manx countrymen are under to him. The compilation is the result of great industry, a nice discrimination, and a marvellous acquaintance with the life histories of Manxmen who are dead and gone. Well, we're going here on the new rigged ship, and then we're going off, well, with her. Off she goes. a bar or two from the new rigged ship before we went into Off She Goes with the new Scorpion Band. Stasiwn yr asiwn dy radio fanyn y siod yw Claire Nigale. Dy gwyler Chebl, Iorm Pín, Robert Cadyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The Alleman Examiner's article continues. As a result of Mr. Moore's labour of love, we have a most interesting book of 213 Crown Octavo. That's a bit down from the 400 pages they estimated earlier on. And it says, so it's 213 Crown Octavo pages of unleaded bourgeois type, which means a fairly big dose of reading matter. But the dose is by no means a heavy one. On the contrary, Mr. Moore has so sketched the careers of the Manx folk dealt with in the book as to secure that the perusal of the volume shall afford both pleasure and interesting information. And it's not to Manx people alone that the book is interesting, for many of the sketches throw a valuable sidelight upon matters that are of considerable moment, not only to the inhabitants of the United Kingdom, but to those of the world at large. Of course, it is Manx people who will chiefly be concerned with Manx worthies, for the very good reason that the book tells them what manner of men and women their ancestors were. Nach mile away, the ben broder jollo lesha chas. Slicklier the yinu shigger the valley maru rosh the jinu vegelia. Renshin mail arta rein garu. Te saishi serkion elia nejach is te rubum a ben. Taurasem the jig lasoon ryan surveyain. Och te coriandasorum. Hadenk iliam se del alem. Signed out for Gale once mean the rare, canodum for trail a ball shaw. Tammy sai niece, as coch lave I goil chimmer Jim Peen. Does goil him nay, no on a vel unraelia, limage yindus a tie bark shaw less than a lucky on, as the smether. A shen, time a lias vera, novel genusus ryer be. Stryliam shen. Do you know coch leis in yirin ye tawn? No na veli shira orm son veg, lug thou behan shaw rishay meachan, gin mel be, as cheremmi chebel veg nodder. Last time we heard about three knights, a song sung in the Cornish language, with a refrain about the roses and the lily. This now is a Breton song, which is called Ar Rosen Hag Ar Lily, The Roses and the Lily, sung by Gilles Servat.
Agar Rosen,
dieser Lüdi, die war sie. E non guiri, ma mestres guski, vel mara, ruesen, rock nomse, nevi, tare diuchen, lake da rosen, lake da liri, var les hochen, nemes kavet, vir on triboket, di lügen var genet, ma muia karet. Galili, da rosen, so vera lüdi, ni riechen,
Gilles Serva with Breton song Rosen Hag Ar Lily, The Roses and the Lily. Te blech amach synodid. Na, er of all a plaster, niau glen, 3 meter and by. As te cor a lau ermeliun. An eliats ten foil, ta burreg de chulio fech se ling shaw. As eish, tam a ve chitkus ball quech. Tre ta dunya tigalach kerelach, chit de vein a smedden an raelia. Cred te kerach de grey ridden aglach, gyn tarn bacad. Och na yai te cor yaulus ort na velad. Chanel mi giri ve cori rishier no na veli gimmerke hin sin act ve ge kerach de. Och ta molla de renmish feliel chit de vei mestich les an enyacht an snow shaw, as an unrid to cum rail mi vai fegele cartnish, shen, na vela tre cui dau. Ta fos mi em de rech ridin, as eshin, bavail yad jener. Bavail yam photograf jim, ma lai an shaw. Ta mi jin u mur jay de vri. After carefully reading the book, says the examiner's reporter, one cannot but come to the conclusion that Manx people have reason to be proud of the worthies who form the subject of Mr. Moore's graphic pen. These men and women are very human. They have the vices and virtues of humanity. But, on the whole, the virtues stand well to the front. Mr. Moore's heroes and heroines are, generally speaking, strong, God-fearing, brave, resolute, yet kindly folk, having that vein of mingled mystery and poetry which is the common inheritance of the Celtic races. The Isle of Man is but a small place, and its inhabitants are, and always have been, in number, few. Yet have many men and many women of man attained a celebrity about which there is no doubt. Mr. Moore only deals with the notabilities who are dead, and having so limited himself in his compilation, he of necessity has been debarred from dealing with some of the worthiest of Manx people, for the very satisfactory reason that they are yet living. Now here's a song in Manx, Kistja ni Yindesen. It's the group Stare.
Thank you.
And Kristjana Yndersen. But, says the examiner, Mr. Moore does tell us concisely and nicely the life stories of... And here it gives a list of various worthy people in the book. After giving a list of these names as examples of those whose life stories are given by A. W. Moore, the Isle of Man examiner continues. There are but a few of the worthies dealt with in the book... These are but a few of the worthies dealt with in the book, referring to their list they just given. Altogether, there are over 300 of them. Mr. Moore's classification of his worthies is an excellent one. Several pages are devoted to the church and churchmen, while nonconformity is not neglected. In connection with nonconformity, there are some excellent accounts of prominent Manx local preachers. Chapters are devoted to the legislature, law and medicine, literature, science, army, navy and civil service, the merchant service, and reformers, farmers, merchants, emigrants, etc., etc. Te tiggle mas munin les buid yndersach as the shamreg sa lauega hanna. Quod tau lal. Vegach fernach eich a jinnam glaesach a. Tan cwla crigl tri cyrtyn. Ach dyn nhw'n chyr dylwr er ma hon dysgrydd y mach yn ai dysgar y fai. Tan graer sŵl mor gael, ach te rys em ffos. Fel ei ciaw ffos, gamoles, fel ei ciaw ffos. Ta ben corsis y chamreg, as dyn mi ffag yn dy fel ei cwrdd ffod y chyliau. Ciaw? Se chyd ceim mwy. Ach, Te ho bodgelach. Ta an fes mwega. Celia, ten sperr vei clear ish len. Tamir chosh de morcha mora gain. Ged de vel miolach rish cadle der anmach sinyaster. Morta cui den ach bechi solyrach em. Ni ain arawach kowalur dau cadle, cheromi ski. De jaru, tamim neach. Trwy'n air, rosh gold o lai, hannu mi lesgion mach as yn unig, as fa mi ffag yn bodgelyn, fa ben, greg, fo lw, na raw o'n. And from Ireland, that was The Chieftains, joined by many a musician other as well. And that was a piece from their Year of the French. And they took that to Lorient with them a few years ago as well. I can't remember what year it was. Anyway, that was the Irish Chieftains, I suppose, with The Year of the French.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
As Sjordiw Stasiwn yn Asiwn, Radio Fanning. Se Clenigail to Guller Skelliena Getreton, Mermpin, Robert Cutting Coswell, Robert Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Fami achtel de lure na remmi kaurig a maged, no, nacht neach elenair odus fe kuritjons gau, J.V. Chobbenrich. Ten rien giri synodig, och, te gien de ve fovraid. A skin ten a bodglan, j dal ye, camelishal, ten a bodglan, j dal ye stuna, as ta gien de ve chitness neither. Fodum fagin crater in a salja eilach go ledrock. Ege tre shen te chit thou, de vel ben cart. As na vel bodglan ton, shimmer, clachen, chenner, fi wurton, as odson fo rad de reg as a chrunye, gede wel fissem de vel a draig in auris trud spor fir ir tavi. Tan chid smullin aglachem, da bi de chulyu cronteg ben erne eisla, as emes nis. Sain thou goil alach, chenal mi genach den regach relief, de vel ulyu na brunusen hog mi sharish, chauds nish, ulyu as masmacht. The Examiner article concludes, with regard to literature, there is a fine appreciation of Tom Brown, the Manx poet patriot, while under the heading of science, the career of Edward Forbes, the great biologist, is done admirable justice to. Mr. Moore's accounts of smugglers, privateers, and merchant seamen will appeal most successfully to Manx readers. Manxmen have ever been to the front in connection with the mercantile marine, and Mr. Moore has collected and collated some capital stories of the exploits of these men, in whom the instincts of the Vikings had not been by any means subdued in the course of ages. Enough has here been written to make it plain that Manx Worthies is a book which should be read by every person having any Manx blood in his or her veins, or having any connection with or regard for the Isle of Man. That the book will have a good sale, we have not the slightest doubt. Well, from last week's Lily and Roses, today's song from a Cornish band features Jennifer Gentle and Rosemary as its refrain. The song is The Three Sisters, performed by Dalla.
Rounder than a ring. and heaven is higher than the sky. I've answered questions three, my sweet and gentle Rosemary. Self and maiden will marry these, the few vows over the mulberry tree. Yes, I have answered your questions three, my sweet and gentle Rosemary. And so and maiden will marry thee as the dew flies over the mulberry tree.
Cornish band Dalla and Three Sisters, a song also collected here in the island, and they made a particular note, in fact, of that refrain, the Jennifer Gentle and Rosemary. Turning to another publication now, the Mona's Herald carried a review in its edition for Wednesday, September the 18th. It covers the same information, so we won't go over that, but it offered its own words of praise. Mr. Moore, in the introduction to Manx Worthies, says that his main object in compiling the book was to try and save from oblivion the names of as many as possible of those Manxmen who've done good service for their country. This is indeed a patriotic object, for the fulfilment of which he deserves the very best thanks of his fellow countrymen. The compiler maintains that in proportion to its population, the Isle of Man has produced an unusually large number of able and distinguished men. We agree with him on this point. We maintain that our island home has given birth to as many great men as any average district containing 55,000 people in any part of the Three Kingdoms. For the Velmi Asmachil, Banavel Percher Bielia Goltasta J. Billion de Chlachen Chenna, Rai und Strug as Achrunia, as Dolomach as Bear. Ach, to Fissem the Velmi. As an eye the rawy lowage dow fag and ridden after gene the vacalte gale the hull you fair helia, shen cur dus erd vien the rau ruem, the chru, the yinu. Canel famer inch thou heen the vel ellen erskinulu, to fissemer sen, as tickled the balliclia to be the hull you rid gint as herish the leer, gino nostroja fish shen. Tan arasem nyau wachtel, nyau chronel, Fuddy na pechen odach yr veem, nyn dynia odyn swer chwsa. Ta mi smunion, mychion dwsta ben, as inch de dy chor eim er na fferntyn. Sia sien, ta mi freile dy chadla. Cho tostach as fodom, ta mi gin y wyrlw, as tarmach y chormeis jolw lom sy'n jerry. Dech i'r chymwr as my easel marach em. The band Avil Dro visited in Cruniach a few years ago, and one of their members, Christian, has been a frequent visitor as a dancer and musician to Cruniach. Here, Avil Dro perform a Cas a Bach.
Yeah. Vivendeuse de le dînes-tu, heurts son Orion jusque Tidur. Vivendeuse de le dînes-tu, heurts son Orion jusque Tidur. Vivendeuse de le dînes-tu, heurts son Orion jusque Tidur. Vivendeuse de le dînes-tu, heurts son Orion jusque Tidur. Heurts poche bignol, ouais je personne. 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 La guerrierie bon marche ton. Heurts poche bignol, ouais je personne. La guerrierie bon marche ton. Heurts poche bignol, ouais je personne. La guerrierie bon marche ton. Heurts poche bignol, ouais je personne. La guerrierie bon marche ton. Nagi la rete treze undego, 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 Nagi boa feste na goble mani boa feste go na goble mani boa feste na goble mani boa feste go na goble mani boa feste na goble mani boa feste na givoce don tanterio go na goble mani boa feste na givoce don tanterio na goble mani boa feste na givoce don tanterio go na goble mani boa feste na ge vocher und tante rien na ni bore badien na go na ni bore badien na na ni bore badien na go na ni bore badien na na ni bore badien na na ge vocher l'ange rien go na ni bore badien na na ge vocher l'ange rien na ni bore badien na na ge vocher l'ange rien go na ni bore badien Nagi voce en l'ange rien.
Band Aveltro. Chanel aer biem erna tamid de feintl, ach te feim de chulliu gae fodam mesta. Ir tretan spair chit de vei dorach aaglach, chanel mi square vai, as tamid gobel square vai chaustan chas gurgicha. Vel caed au corcion erna din, scumashen, chanel treem de chit de vei graiach peach eniach na de chochlae mu vei, ach ta treem. The faintle. All things considered, says the Mona's Herald, Mona's Isle has just reason to be proud of her foremost sons and daughters, not only as regards their ability and achievements, but also as regards their ever-increasing numbers. And these reviews we've heard are from newspapers in early to mid-September following publication of A.W. Moore's Manx Worthies on Tuesday the 27th of August 1901. As the Chiharu Shene Rish was your Clare Shaw Clairnegale. We heard a song in the Basque language last time, and west of the Basque country we come to Asturias, the home of band Llan de Cubel, with whom we finished this time. Until the next time then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Chrieri Wulliu, as Ortsilier, as we Yerian shared you.